From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europeans are trying to cope with a major migration crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Thursday is to meet Western Balkan leaders in Vienna in search for common ground on how to deal with Europe's worst migration crisis in 70 years. Wednesday, she was booed by protesters opposed to the flood of migrants seeking asylum in Germany. Ms. Merkel was visiting the city of Heidenau near the Czech border. The German leader denounced those who she says display shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees. Migrants fleeing war, persecution, and poverty in the Mideast and Afghanistan have surged across the Serbian border into Hungary, where a fence is being erected to control the flow. The hardest-hit countries of Greece and Italy have urged other European Union members to share the burden. Meanwhile, rescuers in the Mediterranean Wednesday saved thousands of migrants coming from Africa, but at least 55 perished off the Libyan coast. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir signed a peace agreement Wednesday in Juba that is meant to end nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy Riek Machar. But Mr. Kiir expressed reservations.
There is now fighting today, and that fighting was uncalled for. The commanders fighting in the field, what do they want to achieve? Or what do they want to show us? The message is very clear that what we are doing here is not acceptable by the other side.
The government has previously objected to power-sharing provisions, calls for demilitarizing the capital city, and putting foreign peace monitors in South Sudan. The U.S. has welcomed the deal as a first step toward ending the conflict, but cautioned it will take hard work to implement. The conflict has killed thousands and driven millions from their homes. This is VOA News.